Now, boys and girls, listen. A few weeks ago, I was away in Israel, and we were there on a tour, and coming back, we were sitting in Ben Gurion Airport, and someone said to me, there's a coin shop. Now, if you remember the last time I was here, I was showing you some pound notes. You've maybe forgotten that. Who remembers the pound notes? Wonderful! I'll come back again. That's great. For you see, if I asked the adults what I preached on, they wouldn't have a clue. Thank you. That's great. And you know that I was telling you that I'm a numismatist, and that means I'm a coin collector, and I collect all kinds of notes, and that's just a little hobby I have. But when I was in Israel, boys and girls, I bought a set of coins. And I'm going to show you them. And they're, well, I've never seen a set of coins like this ever in my life. And maybe you've never seen them either. Can you see those? Now, those are a set of coins that were minted for Israel becoming a state again way back in 1948. Do you know that for many years, Israel was stateless? And then in 1948, she became a state again. And these coins, not these particular ones now, but these kinds of coins were minted to mark Israel's statehood again, coming back to having her own flag and being acknowledged as a separate state. Now, these are copies of the coins, so they're not very valuable, but they're valuable to me. I only paid $7 for those, so that lets you know they're copies, in case somebody tries to rob me afterwards. And I was just so pleased at getting these. And I bought some other coins as well. I don't have them with me today, but I had a little bag. The lady put them in a little bag. And when I came over to where my wife was sitting and our friends, I wanted to put the coins into my haversack. And they left. They had to visit the bathroom before we would get on board the plane. And as I was putting the coins in, they tippled out all over the floor. Just, my wife said when she came back, that's typical. I mean, what do you expect? But anyway, they tippled out, and I gathered up the coins I'd bought, and I looked in the bag, and I thought, wonderful, I've got them all. Put them in my haversack, zipped it up, put it on my back, and off we went to get our plane. And when I arrived home late that night, boys and girls, and was unpacking my case and my haversack, I discovered my coins were missing. I had dropped them at the airport, and hadn't seen them lying under the chair, and they were lost. Wow. You think I was disappointed? Oh, mine, I was disappointed. I was so sad, and I couldn't go back to Israel to find them. But do you know what happened, boys and girls? Just last Friday, this envelope arrived at our house in Cookstown. And here it has in my writing, my name, my address, my phone number, my email address, and the date that I had purchased the coins. The lady, you see, had asked me to fill in that form when I was at the counter. Someone found my coins under the chair and very honestly brought them back to the coin store in the airport. And she remembered, tore off the little piece on the bottom of my form, stuck it in an envelope, put the coins inside and posted them off. And what do you know? They arrived on Friday. Do you know I was just over the moon? I was delighted. And you know, boys and girls, it reminded me of a lady in the Bible. Do you remember this lady? In the Bible, in Luke's Gospel, we have in chapter 15 the story of a lost son. Do you remember that? The prodigal. And the story of the lost silver. And the story of the lost sheep. Well, this lady had lost her silver. What does it say? Who'll read it for me? Wonderful.
For I find the piece which I lost, Luke 15, verse 9b.
Good man. She had lost a piece of silver, and she searched diligently to find it. She searched earnestly, moved all the furniture. She brushed and she shone the candle in where every little crack and crevice, because she wanted so badly to find that piece of silver. Why? That's right. It was part of a headdress of coins that she would have worn, and one of them was missing, and it was very valuable to her. You know, boys and girls, you're very valuable. Do you know that? I know sometimes it doesn't feel like that whenever somebody's shouting, "Will you get down here and get your breakfast? It's time for school." Do you ever hear that in your house? Put your hand up if you do. Oh, what a crowd you have to live with. I'll talk to them later. Or maybe you're sitting enjoying your program and mummy says, "Hey, did you tidy your room?" Who keeps a tidy room? I'll talk to the rest of you later. And you know, you get so annoyed. But do you know, boys and girls, you're very valuable? Do you know that you're valuable to mummy and daddy? You're valuable to the church here. You're valuable to your Sunday school teacher. You're valuable to so many people. But above all, boys and girls, you're valuable to God. You know that God loves you. He sent His Son to die for you because you're valuable to Him. And He wants that you would allow Him to save you, that you would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that He might save you, and that He would save your valuable soul and have it for all eternity. You know, boys and girls, if you do that, do you know what will happen? Wow. Right, my darling.
There is joy over one sinner that repenteth, chapter 15.
Wonderful. There is joy over one sinner that repents. That, boys and girls, is because we are valuable to God. And He sent Jesus to die for us. He thought us so valuable, He wanted to have us forever. And that's what happens when one sinner comes to Jesus. I was rejoicing when I found my silver, when it was sent back to me. The lady here was rejoicing when she found her silver. And do you know what? There'll be a lot of rejoicing when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. If you haven't done that yet, will you listen to what I'm saying? Will you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved? And you know what the Bible says? There will be rejoicing, not only on earth, not only in your home, not only with your Sunday school teacher, not only in the church, but there will be rejoicing in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? All heaven will rejoice when you're saved. And boys and girls, if you're not already, I trust it won't be long, even today, when you will trust the Savior and be saved. Thank you again for coming. The Lord bless you. You can go back to your seats. Thank you very much.